Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center. At 515-355-3200.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, with the star of our show, the All-Pro defensive end, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
How do you do? How do you do? Happy Memorial Day to everyone.
Happy Memorial Day week. It's the week after, and we're into the next week. You're right. We're going to be talking about some things on Memorial Day, too. A lot of people, even the politicians, get confused. They think that we should have health care for Memorial Day, and it's actually we're honoring the people that gave their life for Memorial Day. Did you hear about AOC and
they think it's
Tlaib.
A natural holiday.
They want to get free health care for those people. They don't need it. It's anyway. Welcome to the show. We got lots to talk about in the world of sports. Fred, you've had trouble getting into the studio the last couple of weeks. Even on the weekends, the traffic is crazy, isn't it? We broadcast.
It's a foreboding prophecy that as we get more people in this country,
yes,
those freeways will become less drivable.
But we'll have electric cars soon.
I hope not.
This is a true story. Apparently, they've spent $8 billion and they've only allocated, or $7 billion, and they've only created 8 charging stations from that $7 billion.
Eight
total. How do you think we're going to get all these cars?
They're driving back and forth to the liquor store.
Just to their house. So right now, if you have an electric car, it's very good if you got a charging station in your house. But once you get on that road, you're on your own.
A long cord. Mm-hmm.
And you and I like to do backyard barbecues.
We do, don't we?
And we like to get involved with, working in the yard and chopping, up the weeds and stuff. And you can't have gas lawnmowers anymore in California. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
You buy something new, it's got to be electric.
Wow.
Look at you. I'm surprising you with the news here. It wasn't in the hourly newscast, but...
Gee, they surprised us.
Yeah, and they better have a couple extra batteries charged up there. Once again, a home charging station for that. All right, enough of that news. We'll get into the sports news when we come back here. Lots to talk about today. You got football news, baseball news, the retirement of one of my favorite all-time umpires, Angel Hernandez.
Angel. I don't know what I'm looking at, Hernandez.
We're not sure he's out or not. He might be, he might not be, because he made the call. Is he retired or not? There'll be a discrepancy. Some of the coaches are arguing.
That's a real baseball conundrum.
We'll be back.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now, 800-745-9090. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now, 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Are you looking for a natural health solution to improve your mind and body? Gresca's Carbon 60 is an all-natural oral dietary supplement that supports your body's optimal health and performance. Studies show that Carbon 60 helps eliminate inflammation, often the root of your health issues. One carbon-rich serving provides your body with a powerful antioxidant to help remove toxins and free radicals. Carbon 60 helps protect your cells from damage and promotes cellular regeneration. Experience the power of Gresca's Carbon 60 and say goodbye to pain, inflammation, and fatigue. Call anytime at 720-600-6040, 720-600-6040, or visit c-60.com. That's c-60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60. Go to c-60.com.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on. And now, you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Welcome back here. It is the Fred Dreyer Show. We're in the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our program is a guy we call Sultan, the Sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter against the Green Bay Packers, Jim Delgazzo and Scott Hunter. Am I right about that?
There you go. Now you're getting there.
I'm getting there. The old brain's working.
You're getting there now.
Yeah, they took one quarterback out, put another one in, did, you know, another Sultan of safeties. That record will stand the test of time.
If they would have been carrying three quarterbacks on the road,
you would have taken them all.
I'd have had three safety.
Is this the day? That was a day.
It's just a crazy thing.
It was. And it's a true story. Look it up. Fred Dreyer. That comes in, it's October is when that happened, didn't it? And it seemed to me it's like the month.
October 21st.
October 21st. There you have it. All right. So we talked a little football. Why don't we get into it a little bit here? Deion Sanders' kid has declared bankruptcy. I don't know if you heard the story or not, Fred, but it's kind of stunning. This kid's 24 years old, college football player at the University of Colorado. His name is Shiloh Sanders. He's got a problem on his hands. Bankruptcy, more than $11 million in debt. And here's how it happened. There are some court proceedings that question his wealth and where he's keeping his wealth. And according to court filings by his attorney, it's primarily because the kid, Shiloh Sanders, son of Colorado coach Deion Sanders, didn't show up for civil trial in Texas. This was back in March of 2022. And he didn't have an attorney looking out for him back then. And Sanders had tried to use the bankruptcy court to erase that debt as desired. And here's what the records, USA Today looked into this, and USA Today Sports showed that the Dallas County Court in question had trouble finding where to send Shiloh Sanders any notice of the trial that he missed, leading him to suffer a $12 million civil default judgment as a result. Here's the background. It stems from an incident in 2015 when Shiloh Sanders allegedly assaulted a security guard at his high school when Sanders was about 15 years old. The security guard, a guy named John Dargene, I believe, said he suffered permanent injuries as a result, and then he sued Shiloh Sanders for damages in June of 2016. So, but then the case dragged on, as it does, in court for years. And shortly before it finally went to trial in March then of 2022, the court in Dallas County noted that it had no updated mailing address for the defendant, Shiloh Sanders. The court attempted to send a trial notice to Shiloh in February of 2022, but they sent it to his old address in South Carolina more than a year after he had transferred to Jackson State in Mississippi. He didn't show up for the trial after not receiving a notice for it, so the court accepted Darjean's version of the events, and then they awarded the guy a $12 million default judgment. Now, why didn't he have an attorney looking out for him? Well, apparently he did have one in April of 2020, but his attorneys were asked to withdraw from the case after that because they said in court records they were informed by Shiloh Sanders that he's unwilling or unable to continue funding the defense of this case. Now, if Shiloh had kept an attorney, that attorney would have more than likely received trial notices and helped him avoid such a giant default. So did Shiloh Sanders know about the case? Yes, he did, because that lawsuit was filed in 2016. But Deion Sanders called Darjean's allegations a crock and said the security guard was a grifter. And Deion Sanders also previously was named as a defendant in this Darjean's lawsuit and was accused of negligence as a parent. And in 2017, Deion Sanders walked out of a deposition in the case because he didn't like the questions he was being asked, according to a filing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, didn't like the questions. So Deion Sanders later won a summary judgment ruling against Darjean that got the claims against Deion removed in January of 2019. Shiloh Sanders then left to play college football at South Carolina as a freshman, and the Darjean lawsuit still pending against him. Now, why would you think just because your father's cleared, you're cleared? This whole thing is kind of crazy.
It sounds like you'd like to be in business with this Sanders family, wouldn't it?
Yeah. No.
Huh?
No, I don't think so.
No?
No. Maybe they put those electric charging stations. I don't know.
Maybe Sanders should invest in charging stations.
These cases don't go away by accident. If they're there, they're there.
I don't want them to go away. I want to read more and more about this.
Well, so what Shiloh Sanders wants, he wants the case erased in bankruptcy court. But apparently it's not that simple.
What else does he want?
Because the Darjean is fighting it and trying to collect on the judgment. People are allowed to discharge debts in bankruptcy to give relief to the honest but unfortunate debtor. But we don't know what's going to be happening here. This thing may be around for a while, Fred.
It looks like it is. But the interesting thing is it's dripping with irresponsibility.
Key word, irresponsibility. Yeah. That's the kind of a...
And he wants to be your coach for your football team.
Well, the kid doesn't, but Deion fought his and won. So Deion Sanders is in the clear. But why? There's something must be missing in the story because it's kind of unclear. Because if I'm the dad and my kid has got a problem, I'm going to probably say, "Hey, kid, I just won. What's going on with you?" And if the kid says, "Well, I don't have a lawyer."
Well, how about the kid talking to the dad's attorney?
Exactly. So flip flopping around. Exactly. Something's not going on there. You're a parent. You've got a lovely family there.
Well, I would never be in that position.
I know, because you guys talk all the time, right?
Well, my behavior patterns are askew to what we're reading about here.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's just...
Yeah, I know.
If you got a court case, follow through on it.
This is not good publicity for the Sanders family.
No, it's not. It is not, and we'll see what goes on this thing.
And if you're a president of a university and people say, you know, we got to get Deion Sanders to be our coach for our football team, you say, just a second. Let's call him in here and let's just do the ask the dad what the hell happened.
What went on with that? It's his son of yours and you in this case. That's a big deal. $10, $11 million, a little bit more than you and I make combined.
Well, this is a big deal in terms of going forward. I mean, who knows what the expenditures were and who knows about all the details and all the minutiae of it. But when it comes right down to it, somebody here really, really goofed.
Yeah, they really did. In other football news, and we do have other stories here. You know, we were talking last week. Justin Fields is currently battling with Russell Wilson for the starting quarterback job for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And there was some comment out there where Justin Fields would be running back kick returns for the Steelers. If he's a former Chicago Bears quarterback. If Russell Wilson becomes the starter, and so the Justin Fields laughs at that, says, "No, I'm not here to do that." He said, "It was kind of a joke, but to be honest with you, you think? Of course it was. He's there to be a quarterback. They're battling it out to see who's going to be the starting quarterback. But the idea was apparently first floated around by the running back on the Steelers, Jalen Warren, was on a podcast, and Warren mentioned that special teams coordinator Danny Smith had suggested both that Fields could be used on kick returns this season.
So, oh, good.
They don't even have kick returns. Don't you just catch it now?
Well, they have two people returning kicks.
That's it. So you have it there. So anyway, Justin Fields is not. I think everybody kind of interpreted it wrong. He said Coach Danny was basically trying to send a message that no matter who you are, you could be on special teams. He just used that as an example. The media picks it up and it becomes a huge story.
Yeah, exactly.
What's with the media? Telling you.
That's where people get their podcast information.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
From podcasts and all that. It's true. All right, we'll have to check in with the neighbors here. Don't forget, we're on video as well as audio here. Our flagship 790 KBC, Sports Byline Radio Network, CRN Digital Talk Radio. Glad to have you all on board. And don't forget, we're on Facebook Live. We're on CRNTalk.com. We're on YouTube. We're just, everywhere you want to be. So check things out and watch the show if you want to. You can always see the show afterwards on YouTube if you want to take a look at us. If you'd rather just listen, then grab that radio or listen to our podcast. You can go there to thefreddryershow.com. All of our podcasts are posted there. And you can also find us wherever you like your favorite podcast. Just search for The Fred Dreyer Show. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, get into some baseball news and maybe a little bit more. So stay with us.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. You can follow Fred on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it, at Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. All right, so Rick Carlisle is recalling a story of Bill Walton. Boy, we lost Bill Walton. What, he was only 71 years of age. And before Rick Carlisle became an NBA head coach, he had a 5-year career as a player, including 3 years on the Boston Celtics alongside the NBA legend Bill Walton. That was in 1986, one of those years. And Carlisle and the Celtics achieved the ultimate feat, becoming NBA champions. And Carlisle said, quote, "I just wanted to mention, with the passing of Bill Walton, how much he meant to me and so many people that I'm close to." He says, "I've been on a text message thread with our 86 Celtics team, and some of the memories are just beyond priceless." Apparently, Rick Carlisle wanted to emphasize how Bill Walton had always stayed in touch with him, Carlisle, and even texted some of the players recently to help them through being down when they were in a playoff series. So here's the story. Carlisle detailed how Bill Walton helped him have a successful first date with his now wife, Donna. And wanting to take Donna to a show that he didn't have tickets for, Rick Carlisle, mentioned he called Bill Walton for help. And Walton said, "Hey, just go to the back door, ask for Dennis McNally, tell him you're Rick Carlisle from the Boston Celtics. Everything will be just fine." That's what Carlisle recalled of Bill Walton's advice with a smile. And so Carlisle listened to Walton. He pulled up at the back of the venue with his future wife, Donna, told her to wait there, which caused her kind of, he thought, to question if he even had tickets. He reassured her that everything was going to work out, and he went to find this guy, McNally. They ended up with two VIP tickets in Walton's name, and Rick Carlisle says it was an unbelievable night. Obviously, it was a great first date, so I'm thankful to him. I know there's been a lot of talk about what he meant to the whole world. To me, he was a living, breathing event in history, just walking around. That's something we called an event in history. He said he defiantly competed for every moment in life to be the greatest he could possibly be. That's the best way to describe it. That's a good tribute to Bill Walton.
Very nice. He has a great, great reputation.
He does. And pretty good. His kid's still playing, too, and the thoughts and prayers go out to the Walton family. So that's pretty good stuff there, too, for you. Did you have, connection like that when you were first starting out, where somebody helped you out, Fred, to get tickets or something to some event or whatever, and sort of took you under your wing when you were starting out there with the New York Giants?
Well, I made a lot of friends when I went to New York, under the circumstances of why I was there. I met a lot of great people along the way who extended themselves to me, were very kind and helpful in many ways.
Yeah, I think that that's kind of great when you have that sort of camaraderie, when someone brings in the youngster and kind of helps them. Did you see that picture the other day where Dave Roberts went out there and kind of grabbed him on the shoulders and kind of whispered in his ear that, hey, everything's okay, because the kid had given up a Grand Slam home run a day or two earlier, and so Dave was trying to calm the kid down.
Yeah, and he did.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the modern-day manager now. It's different than the old days where the managers get gruff and not talk to you and tell you you're full of it.
Well, I think a lot of those moments of being gruff to your own players is fewer and far between, because they're your own players.
Yeah.
Plus, it's that's bad publicity if it gets out.
You played for a lot of different coaches. anyone that was more like easygoing for the players and anyone that was a little gruff towards the players, the difference between the two different managing or coaching styles?
Well, there was not demonstratively, you know.
Yeah.
I remember my rookie year with the Giants, we played Chicago in the Yankee Stadium.
Oh, Yankee Stadium.
The old Yankee Stadium.
That's where you played, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and I had heard a lot about Abe Gibron, the massive, overweight, just a slug down, drinking, alcoholic. Just
was he a player or a coach?
He was a kid coach.
Yeah,
that's exactly
get
right.
Here,
he would walk, you know, at a TV timeout. Mm-hmm.
Where's my hot dog?
You would cut, and then the players and the coaches would discuss stuff. And if you needed to talk to the referee, that's the time you went out and kind of did it. You know, you kind of came off to the hash mark on the sideline to air your grief. You know, so by the time you came back to go back on the air, everything was supposed to be ostensibly settled and ready to go for the remainder of the game.
Yeah.
And so I. All I heard was on the sideline
to air the grief.
We were winning the game. Yeah. Giants were winning the game, and then he came off to the sideline with his hands on his hips. He was huge.
Big,
he was
big guy. You
he
said.
Was he was,
huge.
He seemed to be. I think he was about 6'4".
Yeah,
and just massive. and he would be barking, literally barking directives to his own players and telling the umpires how to ump.
What was the beef? Do you recall what the beef was?
it could have been anything. No, it's the most innocuous, most irresponsible stuff you've ever seen.
Did he have like a post-game buffet in his office after the game?
I'll tell you what he did. Saturday night before, you know, some of the Giants,
yeah.
we went out to have a couple of drinks and stuff before we had to turn in.
Yeah.
And in the restaurant with a fifth of whiskey on the table.
Come on.
Abe Gibron was drinking and eating, two-fisted guzzling. And he called. I think it was with Tucker Fredrickson, and he called Tucker.
He called Tucker,
and Tucker said, "Who's that guy over there?" And he says, "Oh, that's our number one draft choice, Fred Dreyer." He goes, "Yeah, let me talk to him. Yeah, bring him over here." So we walked over to his table.
Yeah,
he had one hand around the throat of the fifth of whiskey. And then a fork in the other hand. You know.
And he looks you right in the eye.
And he looked at me and he goes, "So you're a football player, huh? We'll see about that." You know, that type of stuff. You know, this is 1969.
And he said, "See you later."
Yeah, well, you know.
He was eating too much, right?
And everything else that went along with that.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
It's
good that you know that.
He drank a little bit. Abe, what was his name again?
Abe Gibron.
Gibron, okay.
Yeah, you can Google him, folks.
You think he's still around?
No, he passed.
I'm sorry to hear about that.
Hey, so
what
am
a
I.
Colorful character.
He was a lot of laughs.
Good. Did he help you with any advice in your early year? At all?
Abe?
Yeah, did he give you some as a coach, as the kid?
Yeah, just don't drink too much before the game. It's okay after the game.
That's a great story. Never heard that one before. That's a good one.
Well, there's a million of them out there.
Yes, we'll get to some more. Let's get to some of the neighbors' comments here for you, Fred. We got a lot of people tuned in here today. Let's see. We got a guy who likes more shows. Once we've got to get on every day, he says, Bruce, thank you. Rachel saying hi. How are we doing over there? That's good. Katrina saying hello from Birmingham, Alabama. Jeannie's out there. She says, hey, guys, great work for baseball. The Dodgers swept the Mets, and Angel Hernandez has retired. We're going to get to that story.
Oh, that's Angel.
Yeah, I think we think he's retired, but we're not quite sure yet.
We don't know if he's made it official.
Yeah, he's going to maybe change his call on that. Let's see. We got who else is out there right now? Diane is saying hi to you, Fred. Greetings from Portland. She says it's a great week in the city. And, of course, she said it's very sad because they've lost their Trailblazers star, Bill Walton. Lori is saying a friend just brought an electric pickup and with a distance of just 200 miles per charge. This is in Iowa. I can't believe anybody in Iowa would buy an electric car. I mean, it's farming country. And she says,
put some kerosene in it.
We have few charging stations. No, thank you. I'll take any gas powered Chevy. That's it. She's got a Chevy Trax, she said, over there. Yeah. So that's good. Martine says, hi, Fred and Mike. Good to see you. She's at Cape Canaveral. Clayton is tuned in here. He says it Klamath Falls. I don't think we've had anybody from Klamath Falls tuned in. And Nikki tuned in from Nebraska, which also probably is not a big home for electric cars. So.
Well, do those people have electric cars?
No, I don't think they're all saying they had gas power. You wouldn't get in the Midwest. You know, my uncle had a farm, still has a farm, but Uncle Jim used to have an old 53 Chevy truck that when I was a kid, we'd get in there.
Did he sing E-I-E-I-O?
Well, it turned over a couple of times, literally fell over on the road, and then he had the frame spot welded back to the chassis. So we used to kind of rattle trap our way about a mile to the farm for milking at 4 a.m. in the morning.
Well, you know, the fact of the matter is, although it may be in certain parts of the country popular to have an electric car, they are not doing well at all.
You don't think so?
No.
I don't think so. I would not get one. I'm sorry. I would maybe get a hybrid, you know, because I got to have that gas engine to get me through.
Well, they don't want you to have that, Mike.
I know. And our lawnmowers and weed blowers are now all electric, too. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Angel Hernandez. We think he's out, but as always, if there's an out, he's not quite sure.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood. Great news. you decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
And we're back. Bet you got a bulletin for us on Tyronn Lue. Did he get a new contract?
Tyronn Lue, Clippers head coach, reportedly agreed to a five-year contract worth nearly $70 million.
Boy, that's a lot of money.
$70 million. There's so much money in sports. People are just, they can't, you know, the people that own franchises of all the sports,
they
just can't wait to get to get somebody they think can give them what they want, and that's the biggest thrill. And they're just giving this money away. It's just not to be believed.
With all that money he's got there, he could invest in some electric charging stations.
Well, somebody should.
I mean, get those things going. All right, so here's the news. You and I have talked about this, oh boy, since the baseball season started. And since they now, on the baseball games on TV, when you watch the pitchers throw, they got that little the rectangular surface there around home plate, so you can see if the pitch is a ball or a strike. And the announcers say, well, that one there is outside. And the guy goes, strike one. And you can see the ball is like it's 3 inches off a home plate when it gets into that little square thing over there. And sometimes when it's in as a strike, they call it a ball. And the umpires are doing a terrible job, none worse than Angel Hernandez.
Well, he's notorious for being bad.
I mentioned that to Ron Say. You know, he does a show here with us as well, too. Ron Say, the former Dodger, Cub, and Oakland A. And so he talked about that, and he says, the worst guy's Angel Hernandez. He says, you can't question him. You would get really upset if you really question any of his calls over there. So anyway, this last weekend, he's much maligned. People really have things to say about Angel Hernandez. He's chosen to retire from baseball. He's been an umpire since 1991, Fred. And
that's too long enough already.
It's a frustration from fans, players, managers, of course, alike over there. As it turns out, the league approached him with the idea of retiring, and he was on board with the idea. Angel Hernandez's lawyer, a guy named Kevin Murphy, said he was not forced out by Major League Baseball, but apparently Ken Rosenthal said that Major League Baseball approached Hernandez about moving on from umping, and he agreed. And Hernandez statistically, over the last many years, was one of the worst umpires in the league. When they checked it out, he missed calls. He sometimes had a defiant attitude towards players and managers, and he made him something of a villain in front of the sport of baseball. He's been, without a doubt, one of the reasons why fans have clamored for the automated strike zone. That's what I was talking to you about on TV.
Yep.
However, they say it's important to clarify that the league did approach him with the idea of retiring, but it didn't force him to make the decision, at least according to the information that's available
now. How were they? Well, first of all, why can't he just say, yeah, they did, and I agreed, and I'm out of here. I don't want to ump anymore. I'm terrible, and so forth and so on. Well,
apparently, Angel sued Major League Baseball for racial discrimination in 2017, and the judges have consistently taken the league's side in the case, saying that Hernandez was unable to show a statistically significant disparity. And the case was ultimately tossed out in 2023. Hernandez's claim said the league routinely passed over him and other minority umpires for its biggest games. He had 3 decades of a career, included 2 World Series, 3 All-Star games, and 8 League Championship Series. That sounds pretty good to me, though he hasn't officiated any of those events since 2017. when he filed that lawsuit. That's the same year he did it. So in court, Major League Baseball argued its issues with Hernandez's performance and was not strict about the boundary or calls of balls and strikes, but his notorious demeanor on the field, including not owning up to missed calls and being quick to hand out ejections instead of warnings. So.
Well, look, Major League Baseball is owned and operated by those who own and operate their respective teams.
Mm-hmm.
There's not much you can do if they don't want you to ump.
That's true.
Or if they do want you to ump.
Yeah, you don't know.
I mean, you know, if you want to earn a paycheck being a Major League umpire,
yep,
then there's no reason you shouldn't be. They've got to give you a real good reason and make it worth your while to get you out of there if they don't want you.
Now, in baseball news again, there's a new all-time leader in Major League Baseball batting average. You know, as of May 29th now, there's a guy named Josh Gibson, arguably the greatest player in the history of the Negro League, and he now tops the list with a career-high 372. So this guy, Josh Gibson, will now be recognized, because they've now put those leagues together, as the game's all-time leader in batting average, 372, slugging percentage 718, OPS 1,177. He's going to pass Hall of Famer outfielder Ty Cobb in the first category, Hall of Fame outfielder Babe Ruth in the other two. And so it's part of Major League Baseball's initiative to integrate their statistic databases to include those statistics from the Negro League records, ensuring that some of the greatest players of all time are adequately represented in the official records. So that's something new they've got. There was a 17-person committee chaired by a guy named John Thorne and Major League Baseball's official historian. They met six times and came up with this. And so they say baseball history is a part of U.S. history. And I think, this was Thorne saying this, the major leagues acknowledging and incorporating the Negro Leagues is a huge step in kind of bringing all parts of baseball history together. So that's a Tyrus Cobb said that. That's Ty Cobb's great-grandson. So
he's all for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I am, too. I mean, it's like statistics is baseball. It's like, you know, the league's probably shouldn't
have been.
What's
different if it doesn't apply? I mean, what?
Yeah. I mean, nothing. It just goes ahead and just shows you different leaders. So, you know, it's just interesting, I think.
Well, it's been passed down through history as an inferior product, black baseball.
Well, maybe, but who knows? Who knows the, if
no,
those?
No, I'm saying.
If they, yeah, it has. You're right. I mean, so that's the thought that a lot of people say.
Where is the adjudication, the body of intellect and statistics that is going to now integrate the baseball world with the deeds of black baseball players?
Yeah, so this is going to get them on an equal basis with everybody.
So it's going to piss off a lot of baseball
players. Maybe, I don't think so.
Oh, wait a minute now. When you start bringing a whole group of other people, regardless of who they are, when they start bringing people in like that, and your numbers are less potent and less viable, and you're now, instead of fourth or fifth in a certain category, you're 24th or you're 15th or 9th. You know, that's something to be talked about.
Yeah. I think the average speaks for it. I mean, you're going to get the – your average is going to be based on what you did in whatever league you were in. So if you rose to the top, I think you should be mixed in with everything else, and the list comes there. So you're going to have to learn some new names, not just Shohei Ohtani. By the way, they say that Shohei Ohtani was struggling, and so he was over a period of time. And then he comes in and smacked a home run and turned that Dodger-Mets series around. So, I mean, everybody – you go in streaks, right? Ups and downs.
Did he do because he was Japanese?
I don't know. Is he going to be the greatest player of all time? We'll see. You know, that's what I'm saying. It's going to be. And here's another one for you. This guy plays. His name is Mason Miller. Have you heard of him?
No.
Nobody has. And he plays on the Oakland A's, but they only show about 3,000 to 6,000 fans a day at that stadium. He's the most electrifying player in baseball right now. 25 years old, a relief pitcher, throws 102 miles an hour, strikes out two batters per inning, produces kind of a devastating movement that gets fans out of their seats. And the A's have drawn an average of 6,297 fans at home this season. And the team holds a 23-33 record and doing better than people thought because of this guy, Mason Miller. And he was playing the Rockies, and the announced attendance at the Coliseum was 3,600 people there, barely 300 more than the Stockton Ports, the team's single-A affiliate, drew this very same night. So they say that Miller, he turns 26 in August, is having the least-watched, must-see season in years. So, but in big moments, they get into the game, these fans do.
He's a pitcher.
He's a relief pitcher. Appeared in 19 games so far, has converted 11 saves. He's allowed just 5 earned runs all season, has struck out 47 of the 89 batters that he's faced. 47 of the 89 batters he's struck out. So he had 4 years pitching at Waynesburg University. That's a private Division III school in Pennsylvania. And then he did it one season at Division I at Gardner-Webb University in North Carolina. And apparently he had some health issues over there. He was 20 years old, was a string bean, measured 6'5", around 150 pounds. And he was going to go and apply for an internship at the hospital, and then he took a urine test and revealed that his blood sugar level was roughly 7 times higher than expected. He was diagnosed with type 1 diabetic. They gave him treatment, and now he's gained pounds, and he's playing baseball. He's a 230-pounder. I got to watch this guy.
Did they give him insulin?
It didn't say what they gave him. It said he's got a blood sugar data through a glucose monitor, and but doesn't say whether he takes insulin or just is taking something else. So type 1, I think, don't you take like pills and stuff for that? I think.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing now.
So anyway, we want to take a quick little time here because we've got some interesting things to showcase with you, one of which is apparently, because we mentioned it was Memorial Day week here, Pamela, in honor of Memorial Day, sent some photos to the show. And this was from your movie, Death Before Dishonor. That was a big movie that you made. It was a 1987 movie, Death Before Dishonor. And it was based on some true facts, wasn't it, Fred, the movie?
It's based on the the attack that was made on the U.S. consulate there.
Yeah.
And
starred Brian Keith, who left us too early in 1997. Brian Keith doing your thing. And it was an action movie, and it was based on that true story. It was filmed in Israel, correct, on this one?
It was it was filmed in Israel, and we had a real good cast, and I was really amazed, disappointed. You know, they brought this out. They brought this movie out the weekend that they released the movie Platoon.
Oh, wow, same time. Yeah, not good.
And it's not good.
Stupid.
And we asked them, please, just, you know, can you just hold it back a couple of weeks? No, we're going to put it out there, you know. And they just completely misread it. And the other thing is, when 9/11 came around.
Oh, boy.
We asked them to
re-release it.
It was the perfect scenario. Yeah. You know,
it was. It's apparently it's on Apple TV. It's being streamed there now. You can check that out on Apple TV. And there was a villainess in there was portrayed by Casey Walker, and she was in a Hunter episode of you, wasn't she, Casey Walker?
Yes.
Yeah, and she was guest starred in 3 episodes of Hunter in seasons 2, 4, and 7, and in season 2, apparently. And we've talked about this before on the show. You walk into your living room, and she plays a dead person in your living room. Is that correct? In that Hunter series?
That wasn't her.
That wasn't her?
No.
All right. Wrong picture. We're going to post these pictures.
That's great to have.
Up on our website.
Photographic accuracy.
It's really good. We'll see if we can get that going. Death Before Dishonor. You can check it out. It's on Apple TV, also on YouTube. All right, take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up. Check out a few more emails, so stay with us here. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. We love it when you're with us. Thanks so much for being here. We'll take a break and be right back.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Yours truly, Michael Horn, with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Email Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com. We got a great email here from Jeremy Tanner. We don't have time to get into it, Jeremy. We'll get to it next week. He's from North Carolina. He's got some great questions for you. We do have time here with this email that I think you took a peek at. This is an old yearbook of yours, Fred. And Fred Dreyer in this yearbook. How old were you about this time? Was this your high school yearbook, grade school yearbook?
I was about 15.
About 15?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah, cute kid.
Yeah.
Any girlfriends in here that we can see on this picture at all? I can't.
Yeah. The last page there.
Yeah.
See that? Can you see the name? Matil Klumbowski.
What's her name?
Matil.
Matil?
M-Y-T-Y-L.
Matil.
That's right here, right there
Glombowski.
On the
head. Glumbowski. Right, Matil Glumbowski. Okay.
Yeah. Jean Gardino above her, and then to the left above me is Janine Donnelly.
Janine Donnelly, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you were right in there with all the ladies early on. You looked like...
I was grouped.
You were grouped.
I was grouped for success.
So email Fred, Dreyer at crntalk.com. You can follow him on Twitter or X, as it's now called, @Fred_Dreyer, and then facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Boy, the show flew by.
Well, it did, and it was yet another fine experience.
Yeah, it was a good experience. Should we go, is it a beer drinking contest at the ramp?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, that's our show. If you missed anything again, email Fred, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com, Competition Radio Network, crntalk.com. Get our podcast. Go to our website, FredDreyerShow.com, TheFredDreyerShow.com, or you can search Fred Dreyer Show wherever you get your podcast and take a listen to them. Some final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer?
Well, listen, it's always a pleasure to come onto the show, and it's a great pleasure to be with you during the show. And I got to tell you, I wish I could take you guys with me.
Well, there you go. We're all going to go to the Rams. See you there.
We're going to go to the Rams.
Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next week.